Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we're going to see a machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, whether it's mutter to give some of the matanis that go to a kayin on Yom Tov. There are 24 matnos kahuna. In our Mishnah, we're going to discuss three of them. Chala, that's the chala that's separated from the dough. Truma, which we are mafresh from things that grow. And Zeraya l'chaim v'keva. Zeraya is part of the right foot of the animal, the front right foot. L'chaim are the cheeks, and keva is part of the stomach. From every regular behemoth, not kachim, stam a behemoth that you shech for supper, behemoth that you shech for the Shabbos Suda. From every behemoth of chulin that is shechted, we give the Zeraya l'chaim v'keva to the kain. However, unlike chala or truma, it doesn't have any kiddusha in it. We don't say that the basar is considered tavel, you're not allowed to eat it until you give it to the kayin. But it has to be given to the kayin, and the mitzvah is to separate it right after shechita. Zeraya l'chaim v'keva that goes to the kayin is commonly referred to as stam matonis. Even though really chala truma is also part of the matonis to the kayin. When you say plain matonis, it refers to zeraya l'chaim v'keva. Now let's see our Mishnah, Zakta Heliga Mishnah, once again, Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. Beis Shammai Oimrim, the Beis Shammai say, Ein Meilichin, we may not deliver, Chala Umatanais, either Chala or Matanais. Matanais, as explained, refers to the Zeraya L'chaim V'keva, L'chaim to a Kayin, B'yamtif on Yamtif, no delivery on Yamtif. And it makes no difference, Bein Shehur Mumei Emesh, whether they were separated yesterday, Bein Shehur Mumei Ayay, or they were separated today. Ubesil matir, and the Besil say it's okay. The Besil say it's mutter. Now, why would the Beis Shammai say that you can't deliver the chala or the matanis to the kayin on Yom Tov? What's wrong with bringing it to him? Adrabba. Let the kayin have simchas Yom Tov. Well, let me tell you what some of the mefarshim say the Beis Shammai were worried about. If you bake chala on Yom Tov, then you could separate the chala on Yom Tov, and matanis can always be separated on Yom Tov. But let's say you kneaded the dough on Erev Yom Tov, and then it becomes Yom Tov. You can't separate challah on Yom Tov for dough that was kneaded on Erev Yom Tov. And the Beis Shammai are concerned that if I allow you to deliver it, you're going to come to do that. You're going to come to separate the challah on a dough that was really kneaded Erev Yom Tov. Some say we're scared if you deliver it on Yom Tov, it'll look like you separated on Yom Tov. Either way, the Beis Shammai say you can't deliver it on Yom Tov, and the Beis Hillel say you can't. Amr lehem Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, Gezeira Shava. Now normally when we say Gezeira Shava, that's one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Nedreshes Ben. It's one of the ways that we dash in a pasuk. We have a word in regard to one parasha, the same word in regard to a different parasha. We understand the Torah meant for us to make a connection here. But over here we're just using the term Gezeira Shava. We don't really mean it's a Gezeira Shava because it's really all Midrabanan explains the Batanura. But the Beis Shammai are trying to say, let's connect these two things. Chala u'matanis, the chala and the matanis, and the zoy l'chaim v'keva, matana l'chaim. That's all really under the category of what's a gift to the kain. U'truma matana l'chaim, and truma is also a gift to the kain. Remember what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that there are 24 matnais kahuna? Now, k'shem she'ein melichin es truma, just like there's a din, that you can't deliver truma. So kach ein melichin es matanis. So the zroya l'chaim v'keva should also be something that you can't deliver. It all falls under the category of matnas kahuna. Amr lehem Beis Hillel. So the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, how can you compare it? Loi. You can't compare truma to zroya l'chaim v'keva or to chala. Im amartem v'truma. If there's an issa to deliver truma, that's because she'ena zakai b'haramasa. Because there's never a case where he has the green light, where it's permitted to separate truma on Yom Tov. When do you separate truma? When you finish processing the grain and you pile them up. That can't be done on Yom Tov. So there's never a time that, I couldn't do the truma beforehand, now the truma's ready, now I can separate the truma. No. On Yom Tov, it's impossible to get to that point where now I can start separating truma. It has to be done before Yom Tov. Taimru b'matanais, and you're going to say the same for matanais? Shazakei b'haramasam, where he has a right to separate it? You're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, and once you shecht, That's when you're supposed to separate the Zoya L'chaim v'keva. So that happens on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to separate it on Yom Tov. So Truma Taka you can't deliver, but Matanis you can. The Batanura brings the opinion of the Gemara that says that really we should read the Mishnah as follows. The Emes, the Beshami, and the Beshil agree that you could deliver Chala and Matanis. The only Machloikis is about delivering Truma. The Beshami say you're not allowed to deliver Truma on Yom Tov, and the Beshil say you can. And according to this Gerson, the Gemara, the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, we have it as the Beis Shammai saying it to the Beis Hillel. But according to this Shita in the Gemara, it's the Beis Hillel who say to the Beis Shammai, well, Chala in Matanais is under the category of a Matana to Kayin, it's part of the 24 Matanais. And Truma is a Matana L'Kayin, so just like you're allowed to deliver Matanais, you should be allowed to deliver Truma. To which the Beis Shammai responded, no. By Chala Umatonais, where you're allowed to separate it on Yom Tov, the Chachamim gave us a Kayach and Rishus to separate it on Yom Tov because the Chiyav comes on Yom Tov. You can knead Chala on Yom Tov. You can knead the dough on Yom Tov. You can shecht on Yom Tov. So therefore, you can separate the Chala or separate the Matonais. So once Chazal gave us a Heter, to separate the Chala or the Matanis, they also allowed us to deliver it, even those that were made Erev Yom Tov. On the other hand, when it comes to Truma, where as explained, there's no possible way to separate Truma on Yom Tov. The Chi of Truma comes from when you pile it up, and you're not allowed to pile it up on Yom Tov, so therefore there's also a din that you don't deliver the Truma on Yom Tov. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. According to one opinion, both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel agree you can't deliver Truma on Yom Tov. There's only a machlokes about delivering Chala and Matanis. The Beis Shammai say no, the Beis Hillel say yes. According to the other Gersa, the one that the Gemara accepts, as the Batanura explains, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree you can deliver Chala and Matanis to a Kain on Yom Tov. The machlokes is only about delivering Truma. Now, you can't separate Truma and Yom Tov, but what about Truma that I have from before Yom Tov? The Beis Shammai say you can't deliver it, and the Beis Hillel say you can deliver it. You can bring it to the Kayin. And the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, but if you can deliver Chala and Matanis, how come you can't deliver Truma? And the Beis Shammai answered, because Chala and Matanis you can separate on Yom Tov, Truma you can't. And that's why if you can't separate it, you can't deliver it.